The massive storm hit as more than 50 million Americans are heading home after the Thanksgiving holiday. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour, feet of snow.
It was really bad. At some points there was no visibility, huge buses stuck on the road.
All overwhelming cars and canceling and delaying hundreds of flights. Kansas, one of the hardest hit areas, declared a state of emergency.
These are very bad conditions. In my 19 years as a tripper, this might be the top five worst I've ever seen across Kansas in this area.
Millie Rodriguez and her brother Eric Negron shared their view of whiteout conditions on Twitter.
This is so scary.
This is ridiculous.
They sought shelter in this gas station until the storm passed.
You couldn't see anything. You couldn't even see, not even a foot in front of you. It felt like you were in a hurricane, but with snow.
The National Weather Service put Chicago under a blizzard warning tonight. At O'Hare Airport, veteran travelers cut Thanksgiving short to avoid delays.
Are you worried about the travel delays because of the impending snowstorm?
Yes.
Okay, did you make any travel changes or anything
like that? I did. I was supposed to go home tomorrow, but I changed it today. And the airlines were really great because you could change without any fee.
Nope. A shortened Thanksgiving served with an early taste of winter.
Well, here in Chicago, that blizzard warning is a promise of things to come. There's no snow yet, but there's plenty of wind. And folks here are expecting to start the work week with a few inches of snow on the ground and all the problems that entails.